Hi, my name is Connie Bisson. I feel with the elections for the Petersburg Indian Association just around the corner that it is time for someone to speak up and fill in the blanks that the pilot and certain tribal members have failed to give to the public. It was stated in the December 13th pilot that the meeting opened with a question of whether the press would be allowed to attend. After the tribal council discussion, Bruce Jones stated that if the media was not allowed to stay, he would record the meeting and turn the tape over to the press as a result. The media was allowed to stay. The meeting was recorded, but unfortunately, only the first half of the meeting was printed in the pilot. Since the pilot has chosen not to print the second half of a very interesting meeting, I have decided to put my letter to the editor on the radio. When I contacted the pilot as to what were the guidelines for having a letter to the editor in the paper, I was told I needed to keep it under 400 words, and if there was room, it would be printed. I have read numerous letters to the editor, and few are under 400 words. The second half of the December 11th Tribal Council meeting started out with a member of the audience accusing two other members of the audience and one Tribal Council member of trying to get his wife fired from a hospital position. The speaker physically went to each person and tried to intimidate them, even pointing his finger in one person's face. As he approached the Tribal Council member, he was told he needed to sit down or he would be removed from the meeting. Why the anger? These three people had requested their copy of their medical records to see who had accessed them and for what purpose. My question is, how does a person who is not an employee of the Petersburg Medical Center have this information? I read a statement that was totally left out of the pilot. I would like to take the time to read this statement now. Even though it is distasteful to reflect back on the beginning of October 2011, when false allegations were made against the tribe and key employees by two disgruntled employees, I feel it is important to remind the public that the federal government did not come in and shut down PIA. The FBI did not throw chains around our door. We did not run out of operating money by the end of October 2011, and we did not shut the door. But we continued with the day-to-day operations and provided work, services, and assistance to our tribal members and to the City of Petersburg and the Forest Service. These were the rumors and the falsehoods started by tribal members and individuals who failed to come through the doors, ask the questions, even when they were invited. All these allegations have been proven false by an independent audit and audits from the Federal Highway Administration, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and the Office of the Inspector General. It's been a busy year with four audits, all the while continuing to provide services and jobs for tribal members and the community. Yet, the Petersburg Indian Association, as well as its employees and tribal council members who have stood by PIA, can be proud of a job well done. PIA continues to be a leader in the community. It was stated in the November 29th issue of the pilot that PIA does not have a tribal administrator, and we are going to get a lot of flack. In fact, PIA has an acting tribal administrator, and she has stepped up not once but twice now to fill that position and has done an excellent job. The flack comes with or without a tribal administrator, and it comes from the same small group of tribal members and individuals that come to every meeting with their own agenda to air their version of the dealings of PIA, whether wrong, without merit, or proof, or true, or not. Again, never taking the time to stop and come into the office and ask the questions and get the correct answers. A lie told often enough without resistance becomes the truth. It is time to resist the lies, the half-truths, and the false statements. At the last November Tribal Council meeting, it had unfortunately continued. I really have to ask, was that meeting choreographed by again that same disgruntled group of tribal members and individuals? I find it very odd that the very people being attacked were all out of town, and the press shows up and the names are thrown out attacked again with false statements and insinuations when they are not present to defend themselves. I would like to respond to some of the questions asked at this meeting about the tribal administrator's attempt to terminate my employment with the Petersburg Indian Association. I was hired by the tribal council during a regular council meeting. PIA has an employee handbook and policies and procedures for termination. It is called progressive discipline. First, a verbal warning, a written warning, suspension, and possible termination if things cannot be worked out. I have had no verbal warnings, unless you would call, being told if an employee talks to a board member, they can consider it 1 foot out the door. A direct quote from the previous tribal administrator. This statement was made in a staff meeting to all employees present that day. Furthermore, staff members were told they could no longer attend tribal council meetings. Members of the tribe are always asking for more transparency with the dealings of the tribe. Where is the transparency in those statements? All tribal council members and employees sign confidentiality agreements. How are tribal members able to have employees' personnel information? Some were even given copies of resumes. Certain tribal members seem to know all the happenings to the attempted to terminate my employment, but unfortunately again, stating lies, falsehoods, and half-truths. How would they know what tribal council members said to me, if anything? Do you have my personal telephone bugged? Is my office bugged? Are tribal council members' phones bugged? Everything said at the tribal council meeting and printed in the paper was a fabrication to make certain tribal council members and myself look bad. I did call council members. No council member told me to go to my office and lock my door as stated. I was told to sit tight and let them get to the bottom of this and see where it goes. Chain of command was followed. The tribal administrator was my immediate supervisor and was trying to terminate my employment against policy and procedures. The next step for me was the tribal council. The tribal council members were protecting the tribe against wrongful termination. After the council's initial meeting, I was asked if I would be willing to sit down at the table face to face and try to work things out. My answer was yes. The meeting was set for a Tuesday at 5 p.m. I arrived and was asked to wait in my office. I waited close to an hour. The tribal president came in and said I could go home. There wasn't going to be a meeting. The tribal administrator did not show. I had come in good faith to try and work through any problems. The tribal administrator did not show. I was called later and was told to be at work the following morning. I said, great. I still have questions. If there was a legitimate reason to terminate my employment, why would I be offered $5,000 to go away? I also find it odd that tribal member was furnishing her resume, application, and letters of reference the week that it was attempted to terminate my employment. The night before, she even offered to run them over to the tribal administrator's residence, and in an email stating, I'm just trying to be prepared. Funny, PIA did not have any job openings on October 4th. Again, where is the transparency? In contrast, I showed for a mandatory meeting with the tribal council. I was willing to work through the problems. I was willing to be terminated if the council so chose to do so. The tribal administrator refused to show. I have sat quietly through numerous meetings when my character has been attacked, my name has been slandered, and I have physically been accosted by 4 tribal members so badly I had to lock myself in my office until the council meeting resumed. I will no longer sit quietly. It is totally against my character and my upbringing to speak up for myself, but I will no longer stand by and be slandered by lies. If this group wants to question Petersburg Indian Association operations, here are some questions you might want to ask of certain tribal members before you cast your vote. Ask how many actual days did the tribal administrator spend in his office during his 2 months and 1 week employment? Ask the tribal administrator why he refused to show up for a mandatory meeting with the tribal council. Some running for the council are previous employees of the tribe. Ask them why they no longer are employed with the tribe. Ask why some people have been added to the tribal roles without any verification of certification of Indian blood presented, when everyone else has been required to show proof. The head judge of the election committee, to date, has not been able to prove her proof of Indian blood, as required by PIA's election rules. If I were a Petersburg Indian Association member, I would be asking these questions. Choose wisely, for there are tribal members who are not thinking what is best for the tribe. Thank you for your time and your ear.